When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, you ready to swarm here? You ready to do a circle of swarmage?
Let's do this.
Circle of swarming. Week 16.
D'Amico always says swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do. Everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men. Believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of
Swarm. All right, Circle of Swarm. We do it every week. It is based on recent past performance with a little sliver of what we're hoping to see this weekend. A lot of it's past performance, and I can tell you this one is going to feel, at least I think, Seth, I don't want to speak for you. Yeah. You and I each, for those who don't know, Seth and I each pick three players every Friday at this time that we feel have embodied recently the swarm mentality that they need in order to go into Kansas City and go come out of there with a win and get D'Amico Ryans to double-digit wins for the second time in his young coaching career.
So what were you leading into? You said this is going to be...
I think this one is... I have a hard time seeing offensive players get into this circle of swarm this week, but I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for you. I feel like this could be a very defensive
circle. I'm surprised that a two receiving touchdown performance for Nico Collins would be.
That's my criteria. Yeah.
Now, I didn't have huge yardage output, but he had two touchdowns.
He did. I'll let you do that then.
Yeah. Well, I got to be careful because I got to go first with Derek Stingley. First and foremost.
Seth
started off with a nice what would end up being important in the day. He started off the game with a really nice tackle at the line of scrimmage.
And, set the tone.
Yeah, and then closed the game out with a couple of interceptions.
So closed out the tone.
That was easy. It's hard to be defensive player of the week in the NFL and not be in the circle of
swarm.
That'll be a rule of ours.
Defense, yeah. Even Kaimi, when he was special teams player of the week.
That's right.
A couple times. Kaimi's been in the circle of swarm before. I think a couple of times we've had Kaimi in there. All right, so Stingley's an easy one. I think that I'm going to put Henry Toa in this week.
Okay, yeah.
Henry Toa, and this is based not only on the Dolphins game, but as you pointed out, man, the version of Henry Toa that we've got this year has exceeded all expectations. And I think it's Henry Toa in the circle of swarm, but in accepting this honor, he's got to be doing it in a D'Amico Ryans t-shirt. Because I think this is an indicator, I think, of if you're a linebacker... If you're anybody in the front seven, this team is going to get the best version of you. I think that's one of my biggest takeaways defensively. Like, you can't name a guy in the front seven, I think, that the Texans have not gotten a better version than even we expected. Like, I would put Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. I think we've got the best version of both of those guys.
Honestly, the one thing I was curious about with Danielle Hunter was that he was in a defense last year. They blitzed a lot, and that Brian Flores defense. And as when you blitz a lot, you get more one-on-ones. Now he's in a defense that doesn't blitz that much at all, and he's still producing, and he's still second in the league in sacks or whatever he is right now. Where I think he's had to do more of it on his own, and that's been a big part of allowing those guys in the defensive backfield to have the years they're having, is that they haven't had to, you know, commit to blitzes to get a pass rush going.
You're good with Toa being
And the fact that he was a signal caller, the fact that he
had
to, he took the
good call.
You're down Azeez Al-Shaair, and do you trust Do you trust Henry Toa to be out there all three downs running the show? And he did a great job with
it. He was getting the defense set up in what I think was their best performance of the year. Good call. And I think he was their leading tackler in the process.
This is going to get
And
tight.
He didn't hurt any of his teammates this time by swarming either.
So how many do we have now? Just that two?
Just two, yeah. Just
all right,
two.
So
Stingley and Toa.
Who goes in first, Daniil or Will? I'll just go ahead and put... Daniil had 1.5 sacks, but Will Anderson had the strip...
Will Anderson had one of the biggest plays of the game.
Yeah.
Set up their first touchdown.
I think we had Will and not Daniil the week before, though, didn't we?
I'll tell you right now. I've got the history of the Circle of Swarm right here. I'll tell you exactly who was in it last week for week 15.
Those two are a little bit like they have to. They're like twins that have to share sometimes.
Yeah. Last week, yes, Will. No, Daniil last
week. Okay, I'm throwing Daniil in there just in case. Okay. Just in case Will doesn't get in this week.
Okay, so we got Daniil Hunter in the Circle of Swarm. And, look, Daniil's been great. He's been, you could argue he's been the MVP of this team this year.
Yeah. So for this week, the Chiefs are going to be playing their left guard at left tackle. Their left guard is new unless they try some different permutation. Mahomes didn't get sacked last week when they rolled with that lineup, but he was under pressure 50% of the time. It looked a lot like how CJ has looked this year. Mm-hmm. So there's some big opportunities with both the offensive tackles. We might see a little bit of a false start off with Juwan Taylor.
Yeah.
The and right Laramie tackle Tunsil.
And it's Laramie like dueling
Tunsil.
Pianos.
Those are two of the serial offenders every year.
They're the faces on the poster for it, man, for sure. All right. You're going to have to be left up to the decision on Nico is going to be left up to you because I'm not putting Nico in. And by the way, this is no disrespect to Nico Collins. From my perspective, there are so many defensive players. There's going to be a couple guys, I think at least, that had really good games against the Dolphins that aren't going to make it this week. Tim Settle is going in this week. Tim Settle with the fumble recovery, he was active in that game against. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the interior of the defensive line needs a representative from this game based on what they did against the run.
Yeah.
You know?
He had the most...
He was swarming in his post-game availability.
He had the most pressures that he's had all season. I think, depending on which website it was, I think he had 6 pressures, but he also had a couple of caused holding penalties.
Yes!
Which is huge.
It's like a sack.
One of them was declined, but I think one of them was accepted.
Yeah.
But right, you're knocking him back 10 yards, where the average play goes for 5-6 yards.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So he's been... A very nice find. And I'm not going to say it's a complete surprise because he's had flashes before. I was wrong earlier this week, Sean, when I said he'd only been in Buffalo. He was in Washington first and then Buffalo.
I thought he'd been with another team.
Yeah, you were right.
I couldn't remember. I thought you were right. So, yeah, that's fine.
So, that's... And then the fact that he's... people are torn. I've seen on the text line. He's not afraid to talk some smack about upcoming opponents.
Should he be the one doing that?
I'm not so sure. I like it, though. I like it, too. But I also like, when you start messing around with, talking about, hey, their quarterback better protect themselves.
Yeah.
You don't need anything at this time of year. You don't need anything that might wake somebody up out of their
funk. Especially Mahomes.
You know? Or any of the offensive linemen or anything like that. There is. I know some people don't think that the blackboard material is that big a deal or not. I've always felt like it doesn't mean anything to a lot of people, but there's enough that do care about it, you have to account for it. And there are guys that get really worked up when they find something that they can put a chip on their shoulder about. So I'm always of the opinion of you don't need to be talking that smack like that publicly because you can ambush people.
Yep.
And now you might have lost an opportunity to ambush somebody that was just thinking about Christmas.
Yeah. No, Tim Settle talking a big game, man. So I'm putting Settle in. So you and I each have one selection left. It's going to be tough for both of us here, especially if you like Nico. I'm going to let you decide on that one. And I know people are sitting with their phones, thumbs ready to go about how badly we screwed it up this week.
Okay, so Kalen Bullock's not in there yet.
He's right on my list, too. Bullock's not in?
Kalen Bullock.
Kalen Bullock.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think he might have missed a slot or two a couple other weeks where he played well, but there were just too many good performers. Yeah.
Yeah. He feels like one of those guys, Seth, that if the Texans are going to pull off an upset, either against the Chiefs or the Ravens or in a playoff game.
Yeah.
There will be a big Kalen Bullock turnover involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he's come up with picks at big times, man. Did you see he was on with Ross Tucker?
Yeah, I saw that.
I got some audio.
Audio. Yeah.
I did. We'll get to it.
He was on with the the drive the other day.
Oh, yeah. Kamari Lassiter was on with the
drive. Oh, that was Kamari Lassiter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, we got a... who's the last one?
Bullock.
No, but who's... Is he the last one?
Oh, no. More. No, yeah. I've got... Oh, I thought you were asking who just went in, the last one. Okay, so you're putting Kalen Bullock in on the strength of that pick. That's a good one. Pick right before the half. That was a huge play.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh boy, okay, let's see. To me... Nico had two touchdowns. I've already committed to not putting Nico in, so my apologies to anybody.
He's been in plenty this year.
To me, it's down to two guys. Will Anderson Jr., Christian Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Harris, on the strength of looking better than I think we expected him to, on the strength of playing 82% of the snaps on his first game back.
When most of us, or at least I think most of us, thought 50% was going to be the pitch count
for
him.
The ceiling, yeah, the pitch count. And no disrespect to Will Anderson Jr., who might be my favorite player on the Texans, certainly my favorite interview on the Texans. Christian Harris is getting his first Circle of Swarm induction in the history of his career today. It's happening right now.
That's true, yeah, because we didn't do it last year.
We didn't do it the first 2 weeks of the season. We just started this baby in week three. But yeah, Christian Harris, first. Congratulations, Christian. If you're on your way to the airport for the team flight, with your AirPods in, listening on the bus, as I know most of the players are right now, probably all like...
The
ones who got in are like pointing at the guys who didn't, and they're laughing.
Yeah.
Like,
they probably sit in their own spot in the back, you know? They're not, you know, with a no girls allowed sign up and all that.
Yes. All right, so the Circle of Swarm this week. Text in. How badly did we screw this up? We get a lot of texts like that. But I think we did a good job this week. An all-defensive Circle of Swarm. That might be the first time we've had all-defense Circle of Swarm. Derek Stingley Jr., Henry Toa-Toa, Danielle Hunter, Tim Settle, Kalen Bullock, Christian Harris.
I feel bad for Nico Collins because he had two touchdown receptions, and it wasn't like there was a lot of opportunities for prodigious production yardage-wise, but he can handle it. He's been fine before.
He played on the Texans in 2021 and 2022.
Yeah.
He knows what it's like to be a victim of your surroundings.
Yes,
you know?
yes. He, by the way, the over-under on him, he's the only one I feel good about offensively for the game. Just because I think the number was 85.5, where he's been 85 or more yards in six of his eight games, but one of them was also the
Cowboy game.
Well, no, but also the Bills game where he only had 78 yards, so that wasn't including it, but he did it in one quarter.
Did it in one quarter on two catches.
Yeah.
On two catches, yeah.
So as long as he stays healthy, I feel pretty good about that.
Yep. I agree with that. Text message. You guys did a good job. Thank you, Texter. Yeah. Thank you very much.
He had so Nico had 85 yards or more in 6 of the 8 games. He's finished.
He's finished.
But then if you make it to 9 games, really, like, that 78 yards was in one quarter versus Buffalo. So really, like, that type of production in 7 of the 9 games he's played.
Well,
so far
in the two games that he's, and I can recite Nico's game log chapter and verse. The two games that he missed that he finished and missed that target, that 85 yards.
Yeah.
One was the Cowboys game, his first game back, where his snap count was way down. Still had 54 yards in that game. And should have had 77 on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And then the other one was this past week where he only had 17 yards, but he did, to your point, had 2 touchdowns. He was still productive. Got in the end zone.
So we...
But he's not in the circle of
swine. Nobody's angry about that circle of swine?
Not yet. Okay. No, just one that says you did a good job. Someone saying when Tim Settle talks bleep, he usually backs it up.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Look, I had a grumpy old defensive line coach that laid this out for me once. It was me and one of my teammates had said something in the paper. So he sat the rookies down and was explaining that it doesn't just affect you. It affects everybody else. So if you're that's great if that's what fuels you and it gets you going. The problem is that everybody on that team that hears that is going to take it out on one of your teammates.
Yes.
So Coach Pease, his whole explanation was that too. He's like, guys, he was an old guy by the time he was my coach. I've been in the NFL a long time. It's a long season. And everybody says, like, you show up and you're 100% every single week. That's bogus. There are teams, you can catch teams sleeping. And we never want to squander an opportunity to catch a team sleeping.
That's a great point.
You start yapping in the media, like, you're potentially waking up some teams that might be sleeping, especially late in the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, top of the hour, we'll be joined by Carrington Harrison, who is the afternoon host on our sister station, 96.5 in Kansas City. So we'll get a Chiefs perspective on tomorrow's game. Carrington Harrison, great host up there in Kansas City. He's going to join us at the top of the hour. Bill Barnwell did a piece on ESPN.com about the worst move that each of the 32 teams in the NFL have made since 2020. And then he took those 32 moves and power ranked them. What was the Texans' worst move? And where does it stack up amongst the 32 worst moves since 2020?
One of their best moves might be the worst move for another organ. Okay, this is interesting.
Might be the worst move of all time in the last 5 years. Yeah. So this is fun. There are some Texans ties to some of these other deals that we're getting. This is a fun article that Barnwell did. We'll do that coming up next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.